possibly yes is the answer, I think. I think one of the things I would say, though, is that that we need to give teachers enormous credit that despite the obvious issues that exist with GCSE, the recent Ofsted report says very clearly that, by and large, it's well taught at Key Stage 4, that despite the other changes in school structures that have gone on in the last few years, the numbers opting for the subject remain stable. The A-level numbers have actually risen, which again suggests that there's something going on that's not completely negative in terms of pupils' experiences at GCSE. I would argue that that's in spite of GCSE rather than because of it. There are members of the panel who are much better qualified than I to talk about GCSE. And one of the things I would say from my own experience of teaching GCSE is that the formulaic and contrived assessment is the biggest issue, particularly in the use of historical sources. Thank you. I find it very hard to control myself when I'm stood in the exam hall every year and I open the paper and I see some of the questions that are asked about tiny little pieces of sources and asking pupils to jump through the most ridiculous hoops that just make no sense historically whatsoever. And what I hate more than anything else, and personally, if I'm sometimes hating myself in the classroom, is actually having to say to pupils, but that is how you get a better mark. Historians wouldn't do it that way, but I'm afraid that's the way you've got to do it. And, I'm sure that's a dilemma that many of us face in the classroom when we're teaching GCSE. But what I would say is that's not to say that GCSE lessons can't be exciting, inspiring, and you know that there's evidence out there to show that clearly that is still going on at GCSE, and I think that's tremendous credit to history teachers that they're able to do that within a framework that presents them with such difficult problems. The second thing that I would say about that is that there is obviously an obvious solution at secondary schools, and that's to have 5 years of history teaching and not 3 years of history teaching, and then many of the difficulties are solved. But fundamentally, it comes down to the fact that you have a system of assessment there. That makes us do things that we would in the normal world not wish to do, and if that's our reaction to that, then there's clearly something wrong there, and something that really isn't right. But I do want to make the point that in the teeth of that, the history teachers I think do an amazing job of still ensuring such great things go on in Key Stage 4 classrooms, and I think that's tremendous credit to history teachers to be able to do that.
Happening.